It's the Michael Mara Show.
When is modern science going to find a cure for a woman's mouth?
Amen.
When is modern science going to find a cure for a woman's mouth?
Michael, I genuinely couldn't understand a word of that.
Why not?
I couldn't understand a word.
I'm clear.
This isn't working, is it, Michael?
It is too.
Should we just leave it?
No.
And you don't like
ass,
that
I'll kick your butt, Simon.
He doesn't like it that you call him Michael.
I don't understand that.
When is modern science going to find a cure for a woman's mouth?
I have no idea. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yeah.
Tomorrow on the program, sports with Lindsay Zarniak at 4.
Oh, that's
is that Lindsay on the phone or coming in, Beth Ann? Very important to me. Just past 5, editor-in-chief of AskMen.com, James Bassel, with the results of the top 99 women of 2009. Oh,
that sounds good.
Oh, she's going to be on the telly. She'll be back, though.
She'll come in sometime.
And, maybe she'll bring another family member.
Weekend movies with Colin Boyd at 5:30. Look
Snarky
forward to that.
Anderson.
We'll have a very, very good time. It's Friday.
He sounded like Arnold.
It's going to be a good time, huh?
He's going to have a good time.
And to break out all of our booze? No, we're not going to do that. We already did that too much. Between the Friday show before the three-day weekend.
Sure.
And then, you know, we had the Tuesday night.
Yes.
Where I stayed out too late.
Yes.
A lot of people are texting us regarding the cruelty to animals. Mike, you are unbelievably cruel towards animals. Excuse me. Geese, humans. Humans, geese. Geese are a pain in the ass. I love animals. I'm an animal lover. I always think it's very special to see animals. Geese are a waste of God's efforts.
And a danger.
They bring down planes and they poop on golf courses.
They're not that tasty.
And they don't taste good.
That's right.
Unless you maybe farm them and feed them something to make them taste better.
I think what you need to do is eat them white geese. I think that's what you get when you...
Of course, it's always the white geese with you. Always that.
Not only that, they work harder.
One of my favorite bumper stickers said, I did not claw my way to the top of the food chain to eat plants.
Exactly.
I feel that way.
I saw a flock of geese in Duggar Cave. I don't know what that means. Let me see. Rob was right. The geese are just the first wave of Canada attacking.
Mm-hmm. Well, what have I said?
Mike, do you enjoy a famous grouse? I don't know. I've never had a grouse. Boy, there's some just... I love it when I'm reading them, and I almost slip and read what they really say.
I love
say.
When Curly would say, look at the grouse, look at the grouse.
And the geese are just one more example of how the Canadians are running the country.
It's unanimous.
And then another person just writes, Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. 3 Canadian hunters. All right. Wait, I should watch my credit card bill. I thought that's what the credit card company is supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Buzz had the story that they've hacked it, so you have to check it out.
It was hacked. You know who hacked it? Was Canadian geese.
Uh-huh.
Damn those geese, a texter writes. The bastard chased when I kicked at it.
What?
Chilies. I have no idea.
I don't know.
Listen, if you're going to text them, I'm going to read them without screening them. You have to write them better. Well, Mike, that's wildlife conservation for you, but perhaps you should try pigeon. It's just, they're all saying weird things at the end.
You know, we have a creek named after geese in Loudoun County.
That's
the
right.
Goose Creek.
Mm-hmm. I can say this, right? Somebody's asked me if I know what a strawberry shortcake is.
Yeah, well, it's a delicious dessert.
It's a delicious dessert. I enjoy it. Rob, do you know what it is?
I don't.
Okay.
Nor do I.
I just learned yesterday.
Oh, please tell us
at
the
break. You know what I'm guessing?
Not me. The texter writes. I can't even type it out to you. I'm sure it's something incredibly foul.
You know what? Let me Google it.
All right. Very good.
Oh, good idea.
And let's get back to Buzz Burbank with the last look at news. Here he is, the man, the legend, Mr. Buzz.
Thanks, Mike. For those having trouble wrapping their heads around the Obama presidency, Justice Roberts swore him in again last night, with both of them getting the words right this time.
I, Barack Hussein Obama, do solemnly swear. I, Barack Hussein Obama, do solemnly swear. That I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States. That I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States. And will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. Preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. And have done it so that I can.
And that brings us to how much of a jerk Matt Drudge can be. His big headline this morning, no Bible used at Obama re-swear.
He's a stain. He's a blogger. Listen, bloggers are the lowest life form in the world. We don't have to be reminded of that. The problem is when a guy like Matt Drudge gets credibility.
Mm-hmm. And
they're
sadly
scum.
He has.
They're all scum. Mm-hmm. They are. These are people that exist in a dark room with a computer.
That's
they're
it.
All scum. They are. They love hate more than anybody.
Oh, yeah.
They don't do anything except, you know, arouse people's hatreds. Mm-hmm. That's what they're good at. They really are.
Example, two other headlines on his webpage this morning, that Reagan got about 4 million more votes than Obama did, and that Obama's inauguration got 35 times the media coverage as Bush's.
God, Matt, he's bitter.
Ann Coulter, Rush Limbaugh, Sarah Palin, get over it.
Yeah, really. I mean, there's so much hatred. You know, you take a tip from W. W handled it with a great deal of class as far as the transition. I really was impressed by that. And you know what? You start impressing the other side, then some of them vote for you next time. But the Rush Limbaughs who, you know, didn't Rush Limbaugh say something along the lines, wanted Barack to fail?
Yeah, now, in context, he said that that would be taken out of context, and it has to a certain degree, but he's Rush Limbaugh, and when he uses the phrase, I hope Obama fails, people get sensitive about that.
Well, I hope he has a heart attack. There we go. How's that?
I found two definitions for a strawberry shortcake, and I can't begin to describe them on the air.
Bookmark that page.
Although I will say this. It involves the colors red and white.
Oh, okay. Dear.
I think I know exactly what it is.
Do you?
Yeah, I really do.
You know the primary.
I think, really?
It involves a punch in the nose.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, bookmark that page.
You mean this might be
I'm a gay American.
No.
No?
No, I invite everyone to visit the Urban Dictionary.
Oh, that's nasty.
It's nasty.
Yeah, okay. I think it's nasty like abusive nasty, right?
Yeah.
Probably.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
There's another way that you can only do it during a certain time of the year.
All right, I understand. I understand, Rob.
Here's
it's really horrible, Mike.
Couple of cool water cooler factoids about the inauguration. First of all, the president wore a bulletproof suit, not a bulletproof vest under the suit, a bulletproof suit.
Well, Obama did?
Yeah.
Really?
On inauguration day. Walking down the street, bulletproof suit. Made, designed by Miguel Caballero.
The guy, bulletproof suit, that's like Spy Kids.
The guy who dresses your Colombian drug lords, Miguel Caballero, he dresses them in threads that can stop a 9mm slug.
That's amazing.
And you know what? It had a lovely drape.
It did. And that is how the Secret Service protected the inaugural balls.
That's amazing. And it always gets better. For some reason, the Duggars have come back up on the textures.
Of course. Oh. America loves paint.
I bet Mrs. Duggar could suck a flock of geese into her engine.
She's not even a pilot.
I don't even think she's got it.
We don't even know what that means.
Buzz, do you know how much the suit weighs?
No, I do not. But it did have a nice drape to it. We don't actually think he wore them to the inaugural balls, or he wouldn't have been able to move like that.
No, but I mean, when he was like... makes sense on the parade route and when he was up on the portico.
Yeah, and I think
he looked great.
You're talking about a fiber. I mean, you're talking about the fact that it's a strong fiber. It's not necessarily all that heavy.
I don't have any fiber.
Fiber.
And another water cooler factoid. This one about the plane that went down in the Hudson last week. Investigators say they have found a feather on one of the wings of the aircraft.
There you go.
A feather and what is apparently squashed bird guts.
There it is.
The Smithsonian Institute is examining the apparent bird remains just like on
it's
bones.
It's geese.
Now that says to me that the crash was either caused by a goose or Phyllis Diller.
One of my hats.
A flock of birds suspected in jamming up both engines on the jet is a warning to other humans who might try to defy gravity.
Wonderful.
Make up your own hillbilly jokes. Nashville today is voting on an official language.
Oh, no.
People actually went to the polls there today to vote on a couple of amendments to the city's charter. One makes it easier to amend the charter.
Oh, no.
The other would require all government business to be conducted there in English. That would make Music City the biggest city in the country to make English its official language.
Our texters are on today.
What do they got now?
Somebody said, tell Rob to look up a Houdini.
I will perhaps tonight.
Okay. And then what Rob is talking about is also known as a jelly donut.
That makes sense.
Oh,
you know what?
I think I know where we're going, and I really don't even want to
getting
know.
Worse.
Can I address the texters for 10 seconds?
Well, yes, go
just
ahead.
Just because I looked this up on this horrible website doesn't mean I want more. Thank you.
And incidentally, a texter writes, Canadian is still better than those damn French geese.
So texters, rest your thumbs.
Right, very good.
Thank you. Other cities are waiting to see if the Nashville English as an official language thing holds up in court.
Nashville, Tennessee.
If it does, you can bank on those other cities following Nashville's lead.
You know where I line up on that one. I like the whole English thing.
I understand.
Well, it's my mother tongue.
Yes, mine too.
You been to Nashville?
Weren't we talking about that when we were talking about strawberry shortcake?
Or the Houdini?
Okay. Mother tongue.
A city worker in Paramus, New Jersey has been suspended without pay after posting some dumb cracker stuff on his Facebook page.
That's dumb cracker stuff.
That's the home of the Paramus Mall.
There you go.
Best mall in all of New Jersey.
I've been in it.
Have you?
I have indeed.
Both New Jersey and you, both together.
Smells like ass.
The racist crap from Christopher Petronzio spilled into his workplace since among his friends were other city workers and a couple of former city councilmen. On Martin Luther King Day, he posted, "Happy James Earl Ray Day."
Oh, God.
James Earl Ray, the man who killed Dr.
King. You know,
King.
Lock that up. That's hate speech. I think that's incredibly damaging when you do that.
Oh,
it's not funny.
Oh, but Mikey also posted knee-slapping funny pictures of the White House with a fried chicken restaurant sign photoshopped into it.
Now, see, that I cut him slack on that one. That's just stupid. Not as funny as some people would think. But you know what? The whole thing with, you know, when you're talking about the assassination humor, that I really think that's dangerous stuff. That really, really is.
Literally no good can come of that.
The city's punishment of Chris may not hold up to a legal review, but we salute whoever decided to call him out. We'll have a little Adolf Hitler update for you tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, crooks are stupid. The saga continues. In Amsterdam, a hungry shopper took what he said was a spoiled lobster back to the store, and they very kindly tried to make it up to him by giving him a bag of king crab legs and an apology. But on examining the shells, there was no bad lobster meat. There was no lobster meat at all. The man had already eaten the crab legs by the time the police caught up with him, but he now has a court date for his shell game.
He just brought an empty lobster bag.
Right. You have to be careful to sort of scoop the meat out and leave it intact.
That's pretty cool.
And a guy in Kansas clearly did not get into crime for the easy money. Police say he attempted 6 robberies in 7 hours. His net take? $20.
Wow.
Some of his victims came up empty. Some just refused to hand over the money. One victim refused because he saw the guy didn't even have a cylinder in his gun. And one victim turned him in because he recognized his regular customer.
Mm-hmm.
For that 7 hours to net $20, the guy now faces up to 90 years in prison.
Good for him.
If he wanted to work 7 hours and earn $20, he could have screened calls here.
Right. Absolutely.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
And incidentally, for a texter earlier in the show, this is Earth, Wind, and Fire we're listening to right now.
Ah.
I think it is the intro to In the Stone.
In the Stone, and it's available on iTunes. 2 versions. Get the shorter version.
That's the one
we use.
Absolutely. All right, I want to thank Colonel Mark Tillman of Air Force One, the outgoing Air Force One pilot. Lots of fun talking to him. And thanks, Colonel, for telling us you listened to the show. We appreciate that. Also, the Queen of Mean, Lisa Lampanelli. Catch her show Saturday night at the Warner Theater. And tomorrow, Lindsay Zarniak, James Bassel from AskMen.com, and Colin Boyd. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak, and our phone screener is Joe Ardinger. The Mike O'Mara Show comes to you from the studios of WJFK FM in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Westwood One Radio Network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you,
yes,
there once was a Canada goose who was of no appreciable use. He was also insane and flew into a plane on purpose without an excuse. Good night, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
Good night.
Yay!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.